September. What's your plan again? These are our trees we've got planted up to here. We have the thief's poplar there that come off originally off the corn ranch. They're very tall, thin trees. Pecan, two black walnuts. We go all the way down. This is the northern edge of our property. We will put a double row here. I've already dug lines that go all the way down to that fence and down all the way to there where it goes down on the creek. There goes a blue heron up there that tries to eat my fish. Matter of fact, it doesn't try, does it? But up here we have our trees going all the way up on the north border of our property, about 8 to 10 feet apart. Planted in here, they're getting a good foothold before winter comes. There is Boundary and Montgomery Peak. Boundary on the right, Montgomery Peak on the left. These are the White Mountains. Those are pretty much 14,000 foot range. That mountain right there, this White Mountain peak, is 14,252 feet. And the top of it is blown off flat. So it's probably at least 50 to 100 feet taller. Get up there, you'll see there's rock rubble. There's old legend was that White Mountain was taller than the great mountain over there, Mount Whitney, and that they blew the top of it off to get it down below Mount Whitney. Whether that's true or not, I just know one thing, the top of it has been blown off and flattened down on top. It looks kind of peaky up there. It's still got a peak up on top, but it's really flat when you get there. And you'll see a lot of rubble. If you go on the website, you'll see there's a building, the highest weather station in the United States. Elevates there on top of that. Those are the tall, skinny ones of Fremont poplar. Here are our grapevines and our blackberries. There will be one more post here, and in this area here will be boysenberries, and then we'll have currants also. In the tree wells, we also plant some flowers and onions. While they're getting water, you may as well grow some vegetables and things. We're going to go down on the creek. This is a cherry tree here. I thought it would be very beautiful. It's within a 20-gallon container. And it probably won't bear as much as the ones down on the creek for sure. They have a tremendous amount of protection. Here's some onions planted, and this is Fremont poplar. Some old harnesses and things from this era. I have more over here by the little tin shed. That was the first well pump house for Mobil Oil Company before it was Mobil Oil Company. It was called General Petroleum. Marilyn Dadd was vice president of Mobil Oil Company and Pipeline Division. I'll show you something very precious to me, because I was a cowboy up here. That's about a 1936 picnic bed, too, right there. Marilyn's dad built that. That tall rectangular structure there is the cowboy cook stove for the Cord Ranch for nearly 100 years. It was blacksmith. There's a couple of pieces of rebar on there where it was repaired. That is a Studebaker axle housing for Asa Wiles wagon. He was a freighter. Those two big wagon tongues, shivs there, are from his wagons from a long time ago. Now here's our little cabin, and we have our outdoor cook stove. Marilyn's laundry is out, getting wet, kind of, sort of. There's our Kalamazoo Puritan stove outside, covered up because of the rain. And there's our fountain that Aaron gave us. Again, we'll look inside here and look at our recording studio. There's our Kalamazoo stove that keeps us so warm in the wintertime. It's warm, we have to open the door and the windows bow. And these are our little charts that we teach with here. The tabernacle and God's plan of the ages. And my pulpit, the recording equipment over there. This is a very small room, as you can see. But we have cut out probably at least 200 messages from this little place. We brought the John Deere tractor up, the little one. So I wouldn't have to walk quite so much. And so I can mow the area on the creek without pushing it. Of course, it's got an engine on it. Starts the first time, every time, which is wonderful. Now, we cleared all this. We built these roads on top. We're going to build our larger recording studio. Hopefully, it'll be 20 by 30 foot off of that one. And then a patio off the side of that. And we will have a little bunkhouse and shower and stuff for people that want to come up. And I will get other speakers also to bring messages on certain subjects as we study God's Word together here at DTW Western Nevada headquarters. As you can see, this road is a long road down here. I spent a lot of time walking. Now I can ride a little more. This road that goes down also. We're going to go all the way down here, though. I fixed this road here so Marilyn could drive all the way down in a quad or that John Deere lawnmower without having to walk all this way. We have many native trees here, birch and willows. And we have about 30 or 35 pine trees also, as you can look down through here. There's a home that we hope to buy if we can sell our other property. It will be nice. This side of the creek is DTW. And that's the way I bought it, for that purpose. So I can spend the rest of my life concentrating on preaching on different subjects and teaching and recording them. Putting out them out for people throughout the world. This property goes all the way around there. Have a ravine on the north side of our property. Now we can drive down here. You can see that I've been dumped down this thing about 50 times. The creek is still flowing very well. Still flowing over the last bridge down here. We got some pretty good sized pine trees here. There's willows. The fifth bridge, which the water is still flashing over. Down here now we have got a driveway where we can drive all the way down. We have planted trees. Fruit trees down here that don't not have to be maintained. Here's a camping spot right here. The people come down. The creek was flowing so heavy that it was all the way out here to the edge of this property and going over there about 40 feet wide in this area. It had made several streams. You can still see the streams over there. That's our large bridge. That was a crossing bridge for quads. I still need to clean a little bit of willows off of that. Here's the other road coming down here. We're going to buy Portland cement. I'm going to mix it into that heavy sand up there and then water it, and we'll have a concrete driveway in here where we won't get stuck. Our garden is down here on the creek. There's tomatoes, the three tomato plants. There's a tomato plant producing a lot of tomatoes. We've got probably 20 tomatoes off of that one and probably 10 off of this one here. This one is blooming. This is an apple tree here. We got one apple off of this tree this year. Now, what are we doing? There's a peach tree there, and then a three-way plum tree. Three different kind of plums, Santa Rosa, Chiro, and French prunes on it. There's two of the aspen trees and another bridge. What I do here when I plant these trees at this distance from the creek is I dig down probably about 3 to 4 feet until I have a water well. And then I take mulch and pour down to the bottom of it and dig it out, put mulch around the tree, and then plant the tree in there and it waters itself. I put basins around them also. That one there is pretty wet, so I didn't think we needed to have basins around that one. I add a little water to help kick them out. Here we have a Fantasia nectarine on the edge of the creek. And the next tree is a cherry tree on the edge of the creek. That is a Stella cherry. Look back down through here. Those are birch trees and willow trees. And as you can see, we can drive all the way down here now without any problem. Had to clear a lot of brush. This winter, when there's snow on the ground, I'll burn some of this brush and stand out and stay warm and roast weenies on the brush. We still got a lot to rake up here. This was impassable in here. There was some pretty large trees. I took them down, then had to take the roots out also. And we're packing it down now so we can drive through here. This is another birch tree. And this is our pond. And there's the tree the home we hope to get one of these days, Lord willing and His will. This is Marilyn's little statuary. Again, here is a three-way, but a Santa Rosa plum tree. There's one of our bridges here. This is where our recording studio was before we had the cabin. And the creek has been so loud we could not do it. I think it's quiet enough now that we could probably record some messages down here. You can see that house would be very convenient if we could get that home. And then we'd only have to build a building over here, a 20 by 30 foot building. And we'll have a little laundry in that. This is a three-way apple tree, Braeburn, Granny Smith. And something else. Let's see what that is, the last one. That's a Fuji. Fuji, Braeburn, and Granny Smith. You can see here, that's a large birch tree. Here's where the creek comes down. We will have it here to where we can drive down here also with a quad. There's some of our lizards running around all over in the pine trees. Wild roses, rabbit brush, white sage. We're going to move that rock a little closer to the creek. We're going to come and widen this out in here where we can come down here with the quad. We got a lot of lizards. Lizards are good guys. They eat a lot of bugs. And this is our western edge of our property where we have our pine trees. Marilyn wanted pine trees on this side of the property. And these will get up pretty good size. These are 30 foot, 40 foot trees. And they spread out so they will be beautiful. Purple sage, rabbit brush, white sage. Well, there's a shot of our little cabin and the recording studio and kitchen and whatever with the motorhome for now. We've had it this place 14 months now. There's a scene right there where Audie Murphy did a movie, Seven Ways from Sundown Jones. That is a hot well out there where there's a hot ditch in the park and out there for picnic and everything. That's the Silver Peak Range. Way back up in there is Ice House Canyon. That goes over into Silver Peak there. There is where about 9 miles down there is where I saw the Bigfoot that time. Also, at the foot of Boundary Peak up there, another Bigfoot was spotted by a police officer. My oldest son and I, Jimmy, there are reports, if you want to read the report of our Bigfoot report, you go on to Google and put in Bigfoot sighting near Dyer, Nevada, and you can read all about it. Anyway, this is our property. We're trying to use this for the glory of God. There's White Mountain Peak that direction. We got a burning barrel here and everything. We've got a lot of brush to burn that we've cleaned out. God bless you. Thank you for spending this few minutes with us looking at our Western Nevada DiscoverTheWord.com headquarters. Thank you. God bless you.